Hello, I'm Mark E. Smith, and this is the Mark E. Smith Guide to Writing Guide. Day by day breakdown. Day one, hang around house all day, writing bits of useless information on bits of paper. Day two, decide lack of inspiration due to too much isolation and non-fraternization. Go to pub, have drinks. Day three, get up and go to pub. Hold on in there as style is on its way. Through sheer boredom and drunkenness, talk to people in pub. Day four. By now people in the pub should be continually getting on your nerves. Write things about them on backs of beer mats. Day five. Go to pub. This is where true penmanship stamina comes into its own. As by now, guilt, drunkenness, the people in the pub, and the fact you're one of them should combine to enable you to write out of sheer vexation. Day six. If possible, stay home and write. If not, go to pub. Using this method, this is a poem I wrote called Manchester. Dear TV Times, Your Majesties, I have concocted, through the noble invention and blarney craft of the humble northerner, a system whereby constant annoyance by the telephone can be erased. This entails explosive charges left to me by a dead sailor from Bury, being wired up under every windowsill in close proximity to my ears. When phones ring and are inconvenient to the ears, I just press table lamp like button next to my bed and they blow up. I got the idea from a book. Yours sincerely, Mr. Reg Varney. Once you get a bit of pain, I was splitting myself. They're billies. Manchester is Manchester ship, cringing for punishment. The Gurkhas keep on advancing, the old cronies babble on TV. The leaders of the kids are drinking whiskey with the rich, while the sparks fly in the plaza where the workers mass together. I got the idea from a book. They're billies.
What are them computers called where you can touch something and like a paragraph comes out? Word processor.
Yeah, I see.
That's right, yeah.